This hour of the Howie Car Show podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. If you can't get enough of Howie, you can buy Howie's books, t-shirts, and more. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
The defense team said, in essence, that Donald Trump is a king.
He believes he's king now.
We are not supposed to have a king.
The founders didn't want a king.
Donald Trump is the supreme element of this state.
Republicans are shamefully behaving as if the president were a king and they were his patrons.
They have now essentially made Donald Trump into a king.
It's good to be the king.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You heard from Joe about the things he did with the NRA. That took courage. Delaware is a tough state. I'm a hunter. I'm a gun owner. Been that all my life.
We know. Can I get me a hunting license here?
I got news for you. I'm sure there's not a veteran here who would take an AR-16 with a long clip to go out and shoot a deer or shoot anything.
That's not a gun.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Michael Bloomberg.
I just think of Little. You know, now he wants a box for the debates to stand on. You could be short. Why should he get a box to stand on, okay? Why should he be entitled to that? Really?
Is this the state of the GOP, that we just sit there and we just make fun of other people? Is that all this is now?
The credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that Donald Trump's a smart one, and there, oh, y'all elitists are dumb.
You elitists with your geography and your maps. No,
your math and your reading.
That was a good one. I needed that.
Unchained and unstoppable.
My other three granddaughters are down in Dubuque with my wife, Jill. And so, and Des Moines, I'm in Dubuque.
But at any rate, the fact is that, I even forgot what the hell I was going to say. Excuse my language.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Toot, toot. Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
I'm really looking forward to these caucuses tonight. I hope Bernie, you know, God love me. I know it's a bunch of malarkey, but I hope Bernie wins and I hope Biden does really bad. I just want to see a total monkey wrench be thrown into the entire Democrat machinery, even more so than has already happened. All right. First thing I should say is our thoughts and prayers of all of us go out to Rush Limbaugh. It's he's got apparently advanced lung cancer. He just announced it at the end of his show, and he's the premier talk show host. You know, he works for Premier as well, but for all these years, and he's made or was certainly very instrumental in all of our careers, and I hope he has a speedy recovery, and hope everything works out. That's all I want to say about that. And I know, I'm sure the moon bats are gonna, I can imagine the Twitter storm, the nastiness that's gonna come out now. But we'll just, that's the way they are. That's the way they are. Anyway, last night was the Super Bowl, and I'm going to have to say, usually I try to prepare for the shows as best I can, you know, and do my research and all that. But last night, I'm back in Boston today, and so I got on the plane, and it was a 6:30 flight. So I said, oh, this is perfect. I'll just 3 hours. I'll watch almost all of the game right on the flight because I'm flying JetBlue. And they make the announcement as soon as they get on the plane. We have a slight problem tonight. No delays in the flight, but we don't have any TV tonight. Of all the flights I've ever taken, 99% of the time I don't care, but I wanted to watch that game last night.
Of all the planes in all the world, I had to
get onto flight 122 from West Palm to Logan. Yeah, so then they, about 10
how are you getting on that plane, whether you like it or not? Doesn't make a difference now. It doesn't make a difference later. You are going to regret it for the rest of your life, see?
you know, so then about 10 minutes in, they say, we don't have any TV tonight, so you can't watch it, but you can listen to it on the Magic Radio, Channel 82, Mad Dog Radio. So I don't have, of course, I don't have buds because I was just planning to watch the game. I don't need the color commentary. So I clicked it on to Sirius Radio, and they had this little scroll, not a scroll. It was just a, you know, the score at the bottom, like they have on all the games, if you're familiar with Magic Radio, satellite radio. And so it was like, it was what it must have been like, you know, when you were getting scores from the World Series in 1922 and you were at the Western Union, you know, before they even had, you know, radio, before they even had transatlantic radio, it just would come up every once in a while, the score. That's all I had. So I'm not going to have much feedback for you. Grace was watching it. I'm not going to have much feedback on the, I watch the highlights, obviously, and I stay with all the post game shows, but I don't know too much about the halftime show. I don't know too much about the ads. So, but there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Mr. Peanut came back to life. Oh, that was the big news yesterday. Mr. Peanut.
What? You mean that was a tease? That was fake news that Mr. Peanut was dead?
They buried him. He's a legume, so he was a seed, and he grew into a little Mr. Baby Peanut.
Oh, man, that was real fake news. Who reported his original death? Brian Williams?
Very fake news.
CNN? God, what a joke.
It wasn't fake news. He really did pass away in the accident, and then now he's back. He was reincarnated as a baby legume, like Taylor said. He's Baby Peanut.
He rose from the dead. He was a seedling, I guess. Okay, that's wow. That's really that's great.
You should be happy. How much of a wreck we were a few weeks ago when we first found out, and now you have this miracle, and you're tearing it apart.
Grace, I was doing great yesterday. My day ended with not being able to see the Super Bowl, and my day began with being on Fox and Friends live from Miami Beach and doing looking great from Regenerous Boston, the facial treatments they're doing, and I'm really knocking it out of the park, and all of a sudden the screen explodes. Mm-hmm. Fox News alert. I didn't see it. But everybody else was watching Fox News alert. They
think the biggest show on television is the Puppy Bowl. There's something about dogs.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I think if she could have worked it out, you know, she would have flown Bailey down here. And
it does sound like a children's book, doesn't it? Bailey goes to Washington.
Yeah, her Bailey comes to Collins Avenue.
It says winter.
Fox News alert.
And one says spring.
Okay, Punxsutawney.
I'd like to introduce
will it
to
be,
you,
they're going
President
to introduce somebody
Club,
who will read the proclamation.
Mr. Bill
this
Dealey.
Is where Phil is about to make his Groundhog Day prediction. Janice, it's thrilling right now, isn't it?
This is thrilling. Car, the hook. We've got a big news story. The groundhog has spoken.
I was a placeholder for Punxsutawney Phil. I was just getting ready to unleash my line saying if she could work it out, she would bring down Bailey and make Bailey the golden retriever, the wonder dog of her campaign. Actually, the only highlight of her campaign, apparently. She would make Bailey into Punxsutawney Bailey. But no, it was not to be.
So does Punxsutawney Phil now outrank you on the national top 10 streaming talk show host list?
Yes. I've fallen into 10th place. I've fallen into double digits. Punxsutawney Phil is now number 9. Oh, well. Interrupted by a rodent, says somebody. 844-500-4242. Paul, the UPS guy, says, you missed the Super Bowl ass time show. What a disgusting display that was. You know, Grace was talking. Grace will defend it during her segment, but I you know, the thing is, I wouldn't have even seen it even if I had been there. Because as soon as they went into the locker rooms, I would have turned it off. I don't care about halftime for any game. I who cares? Did you see that? By the way, that was one of the questions they were asking. That was one of the trivia questions Fox and Friends was asking. Maybe Taylor knows this kind of stuff. Do you know who the first Super Bowl halftime show was?
Carol Channing.
No.
No?
It's weirder than that. The Three Stooges.
Was it really?
Yes.
I know Carol Channing was a halftime show attraction at one time.
I saw that and I thought most of the Three Stooges were dead by 1967. Well, I know Curly was dead, but I guess the other ones were still alive.
Maybe Curly Joe too.
Yeah, but Curly was the big. He was the first one to die, and he was the big star. The rest of them, Shemp and
Moe and Larry, were still around.
Yeah, but they were kind of second bananas, I think. You know, even though, you know, Curly was the boss, but, you know, Moe was the boss, but Curly was the star. You know how it works. Anyway. I'm glad you mentioned your facial treatments. I was wondering how things were going. What are they called again? It's called it's Regenerous Boston. They take stem cells and they take some of your blood, and then they take the plasma from the blood, and then they move it around, and it's work. I mean, I think it's working well.
So today was my first time seeing Howie in person after his second treatment, and I had to stop mid sentence and say, "Wow, Howie, you really look a lot younger. It looks great."
Yeah, no, it does look really good, I must say. Check it out. I tweeted out a picture of me from the broadcast yesterday. That's the first time that, I mean, that's the best I've looked, I think. It gets better. Like I said in the tweet, I can't wait till tomorrow because I get better looking every day, that old song. But it gets better. It gets better and better. Takes like 6-8 weeks for it to fully kick in. It's only been 2 weeks. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We got a lot planned here today, as always, and got a lot of Joe Biden stuff. And I'm so happy that this impeachment nonsense is almost over. It's just it's interminable, and Schiff just keeps coming. I mean, I guess I should look on the bright side. Every time Schiff stands up there, and again, he was up there for about an hour and a half today, I think. And with all of his sidekicks like Demings and Crow and Zoe Lofgren, I keep coming back to, is she related to Nils Lofgren? I came to dance. I don't think Zoe dances too much. If she does, it'll show up on the Richter scale. 844-500.
How dare you?
That's the kind of guy I am. That's Republicans, I'm unenrolled, but I vote Republican. We like to make fun of people. We're not like Democrats. You know, Democrats, Republicans go low.
Is this the state of the GOP, that we just sit there and we just make fun of other people? Is that
Yeah, because, hey, Humpty Dumpty. If you live in glass houses, don't throw stones. Okay, we'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
She's Pocahontas for a reason. I mean, she's a disaster. She wants to have something where she takes away free speech, and she's the one that really violates it more than anybody. When you look at all the yarns that she's told, she's failing. She's failing in the polls, whether it's Biden or Bernie or somebody. It's not going to be Elizabeth Warren, and too many yarns.
And just a real
nice look.
All I want to know is Bailey flying out with her to Iowa? And I guess Bernie has spent $23,000 on carbon credits in the last quarter. $23,000 to make up for flying the private jets. You know what's shocking about that? He has not bought any of Honest Howie's carbon credits. I don't know who he's using, what carbon credit scam artist he's using, but, you know, my Honest Howie's carbon credits come with a handwritten letter from a polar bear thanking you for buying them. And I don't know why he wouldn't go to me for his indulgences, or should I say his carbon credit. They used to call them indulgences in the Middle Age. That's Maximilian. Maximilian, if you send Honest Howie's carbon credits, $10,000, Maximilian will write you a personal note of thanks, and we will airlift an ice floe into the wherever he lives, the Arctic Strait, the Arctic Sea, or the Bering Straits, whatever it is up there, near Santa Claus's toy factory at the North Pole. Unlike other home security systems, SimpliSafe uses video evidence so police dispatch is up to 3.5 times faster than for a normal burglar alarm. Get free shipping on your order plus a 60-day money-back guarantee at SimpliSafeHowie.com, SimpliSafeHowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Bernie Sanders be stopped by the DNC again?
I think they would like to. It's pretty clear they would like to. They've changed the rules now so that Bloomberg can go into the debates. John Kerry is in the lobby of a big hotel in Des Moines talking loudly on his cell phone about how he could get into the race, although he claims he's been misinterpreted, or as Roger Clemens used to say, misinterpreted. Or was that George Bush who said that? Anyway, I think they would like to stop him. I don't think they're going to be able to. No. So the answer is no, they're not going to be able to stop him.
87% think that the DNC is going to stop him.
They're going to try. But I think the blowback would be too much. I mean, what Project Veritas showed with those Bernie bros talking about getting violent and burning down Milwaukee, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, obviously that was, rhetoric and vitriol, but there would be a price to be paid, more than a price in 2016. And they paid a price in 2016 for stealing the nomination from him. 844-500-4242. That's, I, and people are saying, well, aren't you going to mention Rush Limbaugh's announcement? We just did. I'll mention it one more time. I don't want to dwell on it, but Rush Limbaugh has advanced lung cancer. He announced that at the end of his show today, he's going to be gone for a while. That's why he's been in and out for the last couple of weeks. And, we wish him well. He's in our thoughts and prayers. And I know we all appreciate the yeoman's work that he's done over the years. And certainly I learned a lot from him, and as has everyone who has followed in his footsteps. And I hope he recovers very quickly. And again, we wish him well, only the best for Rush. He deserves it. 844-500-4242. We have time for Arthur. Arthur, go ahead, Arthur.
You know, part of this whole thing with this impeachment was that Biden was a political opponent. Now, who in their right mind thinks that Trump would take Biden seriously? He's never won.
Well, that's a new conspiracy theory, Arthur, that he was put into the race only to set up this Ukrainian hoax. I don't buy it, but it's an interesting theory, isn't it? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All right, we're joined now by Representative Steve Scalise from Louisiana, and he's one of the members of the House Republican leadership, and he's joining us now to discuss impeachment, the State of the Union, that sort of thing. Thanks for being with us, Steve Scalise, here on the Howie Carr Show.
Absolutely, Howie. Great to be with you.
Listen, I have to ask you this. As Bernie Sanders appears to be building momentum, it looks like he's going to win the caucuses tonight and on to New Hampshire, where he's got a substantial lead in the polls. Is it kind of strange that, I mean, you were almost killed by a Bernie bro, a guy who was one of his volunteers in Iowa. What do you think when you see him barreling towards the nomination?
Well, you know, I think that the biggest thing I'm concerned about is this move towards socialism that we're seeing, definitely in the Democrat Party. I mean, it's taken over their party. But, you know, look, I mean, it is a contrast. And if there's ever going to be a contrast in this election between Donald Trump and somebody else, you know, probably couldn't go much further than Bernie Sanders as the true dichotomy of, you know, what a great America looks like right now, what President Trump's done to make this country great again, to what Bernie wants to do and take it to a socialist nation, which we're not going to go towards.
Do you think the Democrats can stop Bernie from getting the nomination this time? I mean, it's kind of more out in the open, and we all have a better idea of what happened to him in 2016. Do you think, is it possible to, you know, again, they've changed the rules to allow Bloomberg into the debates. They're, you know, Hillary Clinton is ripping Bernie. Do you think they can take it away from him again, steal it, and get away with it?
Right. You know, they did before, and so don't put it past them. But at the same time, I think there's so much more scrutiny on it now. His supporters surely are well aware that they tried to steal it from him and probably did steal it from him last time. But even like Elizabeth Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, I mean, Warren's supporters are very much aligned more with Bernie than anybody. And, you know, while it's going on, you're watching somebody like John Kerry, who, how would you like to be Joe Biden? His surrogates out there on the stump are talking about getting in themselves as opposed to supporting Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the one who really has imploded the most and maybe given Bernie this momentum that he's carrying right now on the socialist left.
Yeah, you know, I shouldn't mention this now, but you know, I know that there's jockeying going on to find some alternative to Bernie. There's I live part of the year in Florida in a building with some very rich people, including a guy who's got $1 billion, big Democrat donor, a big Hillary guy. Nancy Pelosi was in our building on Friday visiting him, and I just got a call from somebody in the building. James Carville is visiting this guy today, and he was overheard talking about Bloomberg. I mean, they're obviously maneuvering here, Representative Scalise, right? Aren't they? I mean, this is just in my...
Howie, they might even be trying to talk this guy into running. I mean, there's no end. I mean, but think about this, and it really gets to what the Democrats are doing with this impeachment hoax. Do you really think that they would be going after Donald Trump so personally? Clearly, there was no crime. The president, they tried finding a crime, and they're going to impeach him regardless of that. But do you think they'd be spending all of this time with this whole obsession with impeachment if they were proud of their candidates for president? Wouldn't they want the spotlight to be shining on Iowa tonight? Instead, they're literally doing everything they can to try to change the narrative because their field is so weak and the president's so strong because of what he's done to deliver on all of the promises to get this country back on track.
You know Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I'm sure she's not a particularly good friend of yours or anything, but you serve with her. I mean, she was saying just months ago that you had to have a bipartisan process here. And then this has just become a total clown car of an impeachment. This is the most embarrassing thing ever. I mean, is it just the squad is really running the other side of the aisle? Is that what it's all about? That she, as President Trump said last night, she's just worried about the radical left and she's about to be overthrown like, you know, Louis the 17th or Louis the 16th in France. Is that what it's all about?
Howie, that's definitely what's driving the train. And look, you pointed out that Speaker Pelosi at the beginning of her tenure said that they didn't want to do impeachment because she knew that this would be such a debacle. And they tried with the Mueller investigation. It wasn't for lack of trying to find something on this guy. They spent millions of dollars investigating 2,500 subpoenas, and there's no crime. His crime is that he is governing as the conservative that he ran and said he would be, and he's following through on his promises. You should be rewarded for that. But all of a sudden, you saw a few months ago, AOC sends out a tweet literally saying the real criminal activity in the Democrat Party is that their leadership won't impeach him. And within 3 days, Speaker Pelosi comes out for impeachment. So we all know who's driving the train up there.
And it's a shame because every other impeachment, there were only three before Donald Trump. All three started with an actual crime, and then they went and brought the case to the Senate to see if they could remove him. There was never a crime. There was the hope for a crime, but he never committed a crime. And not only that, as she said, it had to be bipartisan. It was the only partisan impeachment that we've ever had in our country's history. But by the end of this week, after the State of the Union tomorrow, this president's got a great story to tell. He will be only the second president in history acquitted with a majority vote in the Senate. Mark my words, he will be acquitted, not just acquitted, but with a majority vote.
How many Democrats do you think are going to vote against against removing him from office?
Well, there are a few that know that they should. And, you know, whether Joe Manchin actually votes to remove him or not, there are others. Even Feinstein was alluding to possibly voting against it. And then the whole left went after her. They're scared to death of their radical left, but they can't name a crime. You know, and they're even this whole idea that exerting executive privilege is now impeachable.
Right.
George Washington would have been impeached under that standard, and every other president since him. That's how ludicrous it's gotten.
I mean, couldn't you make the argument that when a president vetoes a bill that reaches his desk, he's obstructing Congress? Right. I mean, that's what he's doing, isn't it? He's stopping the will of Congress. Yeah. Right. Obstruction of Congress. That's the second count.
Yeah, it's just I think people have seen through this. I mean, people have tuned out the impeachment hoax. They're fed up with what the Speaker Pelosi's done to waste her majority on this personal obsession. And again, look, the voters of this country are going to decide the president in November, just less than a year away. And it all starts here tonight. In Iowa, where I am on behalf of President Trump's team and a lot of our folks here that have a great case to make.
What's your predictions? Give us the top four on the Democrat side what's your prediction?
Well, clearly here on the ground, I'm in Des Moines, and you can sense the enthusiasm on the far left for Bernie. And again, beyond that, it really isn't a big enthusiasm. And again, Joe Biden was going to be the guy that walks away with the whole thing. They were paving the way for him to get it all in. His own surrogates are out here saying that, like John Kerry, instead of talking about how great their candidate Joe Biden is, they're talking about maybe getting in themselves because he's doing such a pathetic job. And so I still think you look at Elizabeth Warren, she's still in the midst of this, and so is Pete Buttigieg. You know, but in the end, none of them have a compelling case to make because the economy is doing so well and the president's done all the things he promised. They're trying to change this country to something that most people in this country don't want it to become. We're not a socialist nation. President Trump said that at State of the Union last year, and they wanted to change into a socialist nation. It'll be a great contrast in the debates later this year, but it's not where the country is.
Isn't it ironic that, some people have speculated that one reason they wanted to have the Senate so-called trial last week was to keep all the senators in Washington rather than out in Iowa campaigning for the caucuses. And yet, by concentrating all of the media attention out there on Joe Biden, it's actually made it worse because everybody is seeing how decrepit he is, how terrible he is as a campaigner.
Yeah, they say sunshine is the greatest disinfectant, and the more you just shine the light on what their candidates are doing on the far left, what they stand for, you know, each time one of them gets a little bit ahead. It's like Elizabeth Warren when she was doing her Medicare for All. And they all have their own form of government taking over every aspect of your life, from the Green New Deal where they get rid of airplanes and cows all the way to this Medicare for All idea where they literally get rid of your private insurance and then dump people onto a Medicaid-looking plan in this country. 180 million more people would be dumped onto Medicare, which already has its own solvency problems that we need to fix. We need to save Medicare from bankruptcy, not dump another 180 million more people in the same line as everybody else who's already waiting too long and paying too much.
How about this plan that hasn't gotten this much attention yet, but a couple of them are behind banning fracking, issue an executive order on day one to ban fracking. There's close to 2 million people in the United States working in the hydraulic fracturing industry. It's made us the number one producer of energy in the world again. I mean, it's just another, and people aren't even concentrating on that. It's just another way, like the Green New Deal or Medicare for All, to crash the economy. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, and Howie, I can't wait for them to go to Pennsylvania, where all of a sudden you've got a great energy economy again. You know, maybe with where drilling started and now energy's back. We're dominant as a nation. People are paying less at the pump, and we're exporting our energy, our oil and our natural gas, to help our friends all around the world. You know, maybe Russia would come up with a plan like this. But by the way, ask all of these candidates that are touting all of these, you know, the Green New Deal and banning on fracking. Ask them how they travel around. Are they riding bicycles through through Iowa? Are they, you know, they don't live by what they preach. They're flying around on private airplanes.
They're all flying in right now. They're all flying from D.C. to where you are in Iowa right now on private jets. You think Elizabeth Warren and Bernie are flying commercial out there to Des Moines? I don't think so.
Yeah, what's the carbon footprint of all of these Democrats telling you how to change your lifestyle when they don't want to change theirs the same way, if they really believed it?
Yeah, you guys seem to be in pretty good shape for the fall elections in the House, don't you? What are the Vegas odds on you guys retaking the House in November right now?
Well, I think clearly a lot of it is tied to how the presidential race goes, and I feel very good about the president's chances, and I also feel very good about our chances to take the House. We know we have a lot of seats to flip. We have to flip 20 seats, but look, if it was held today, I'd much rather be us than them.
Yeah, I think you're in pretty good shape. So you'll be the majority leader if it flips back, right?
That's right. Kevin McCarthy will be speaker. I'll be majority leader. We've got to then focus on working with this president to deliver more big wins, just like we did with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and getting regulations under control. We can focus on lowering health care costs, lowering prescription drug costs, securing the border, rebuilding the military, all the things that this president has started to do that has gotten kind of thrown off track with Pelosi's whole obsession with impeachment. But we can get it back on track with a Republican House and Senate and Donald Trump elected for another 4 years.
Are the president's Republican opponents, such as they are, Bill Weld and Joe Walsh, are they making any efforts out in Iowa?
I don't think they're going to be receiving a lot of support tonight at these caucuses that I and my friends will be going to. I feel real good about it. Look, the president has the best reelection case to make, and that is that he ran and got elected on promising very specific things, and he's delivered on every one of those fronts for the hardworking people of this country, and he'll be rewarded with another 4 years.
Thank you, Steve Scalise. We appreciate you being with us, and have a good time, and go out and wave to Bernie and the fake Indian as they arrive on their private jets.
We'll do, Howie.
All right. I'll see you later. Thank you. That's Representative Steve Scalise, the number two guy in the Republican side in the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. One of the texters from New Hampshire says, some of us in New Hampshire are going to pull an Operation Chaos. You know, that's what Rush described voting for Hillary in 2008 to keep the nomination process going after Obama took an insurmountable lead. And they're going to vote for Bernie in the New Hampshire primaries. I thought about that. I don't know. I guess I would do that. But on the other hand, I just have this this nagging fear that, you know, that Bernie, as unlikely as it is that Bernie could prevail in a national election, I mean, he does have a more of a dedicated base of support. There is a certain Trump-like quality to the fact that everybody, you know, wants to send a message to the party establishment. I keep thinking of World War I, too. You know, the Russians were on the verge of collapse, the Tsarist regime, and the Germans put Vladimir Lenin in a rail car and sealed it, and sent it into Russia. And that's kind of what you'd be doing with Bernie, you know, and it worked out well for a little while for the Germans, but not long term. You know, World War II was not a good historical turn of events for the Russians once Vladimir Lenin's successors took over and turned it into the Soviet Union. But I'm overstating the ability of Bernie to commit mischief and malice and mayhem. But still, I guess sometimes these kind of things backfire on you. There's an old saying at the State House, too cute by half. 844-500-4242. Herb, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Herb. You there?
Hello?
Go ahead, Herb.
Is this Howie?
Yes.
Yes, I called. We enjoy your show very, very much, but we're very saddened by the news about Rush Limbaugh, and I wanted to call and see if it would be some way for you, since you know Donald Trump, to talk to Donald Trump about giving Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I think this is a wonderful thing to be done. This man has fought for 31 years defending our country and defending our Constitution, and I know that you know, Donald, you're part of the Mar-a-Lago Club, and you do see him from time to time.
Yeah, I saw him Saturday night, as a matter of fact. But I'm sure that, Donald Trump has been apprised of the situation, and I'm sure Donald will do the right thing by him, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had him down for dinner to the club on next weekend when he's back in town. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.